Let's go right here.
Me?
Yeah.
Me.
Ooh. Oh, man. Let's see if I'm recording here. All right.
How you guys doing?
All right, we'll start again. Mic technique wise. So if Mike's 9 feet tall, you're gonna want to bring this. It's stupid, I know, but like you're gonna want to bring it down to your level first.
Oh yeah.
And then take it out.
So it doesn't look retarded.
Just because, yeah. I mean, if you make a joke about it, that's fine. But I mean, like, it just looks insane.
Or I can just
look very small.
Keep it beside you for scale. You have like a 2 liter
one. Whipping it around, eh?
Alright, cool.
How you doing? Good. Had some soda here, open up burping the mic. But
what's up?
That's right. Pete Nero. How you doing? Thank you. I'm distracted by belches here. So I get entertained by weird people out in public, right? And then by rude people, I want to choke them. So for example, I used to ride the bus a lot downtown, you know, during rush hour, and bus is packed, right? So you're sitting there and everyone's pretty quiet, except this one guy on the phone. And he's like screaming into his phone. Yeah, so tomorrow, I'm going for my colonoscopy tomorrow. Yeah, and I took laxative all night long. And I pooed all night long. Like he's leaning against fucking people. And I pooed all night long. And yeah, so you know, I'm gonna be awake during the whole procedure. So they have a monitor there, and I'm excited because I want to see what the inside of my colon looks like. But I'm gonna play a practical joke. I'm gonna put like a little dinky car in my colon. It's a little Corvette, so I can see it on the screen. And everyone's looking at this guy and like, you know, thank you for sharing your colonoscopy dinky car fetish with us, you fucking weirdo. And then so then you go to the grocery store and you find the rude asshole who wants to cut in line, but he has a unique way of doing it, right? So you know, I'm in line there, right? And a few people in front of me, nobody behind me. I have my basket, you know, I got frozen pizza, preparation H, whipped cream, party favors, right? So, and I see this guy wandering around, and he has a basket, and he's reading a magazine, he's in Douchebag Weekly, I don't know what he's reading. And I see him, he comes over, and he like, he doesn't get behind me, he like comes to the side of the line, right? He's not meeting anybody there, so he's like between, I call it like the gap, like I'm here, the next guy's here, and he's right here on the gap, so, you know. This is an Italian expression for what the fuck. So I'm, okay, I don't know what he's doing. So then we start to move a little bit, right? We move a little closer, and this guy's keeping step with, you know, he's like, hi, hey, how you doing, buddy? You know, are you in line? Because the back of the line's back there, right? Like, I'm in line, I'm right here. So, no, you're not in line, you gotta get behind me to be part of the line community here. You're not in line, unless you're with, I'm in line, don't worry about it, I'm in line. What the fuck you mean, don't worry about it? Like, you attached yourself to the line. There's no fucking merge lane over here, right? This isn't the 401. You have to, like, get behind me to get in line. Because I know what he's gonna do, I've seen this before. He's gonna follow me all the way to the cashier, and then he's gonna wait till it's my turn and cut in and put his shit on the, seriously. You know, so I'm thinking like, okay, like, you know, it's 9:30 in the morning, I'm gonna choke this guy in line over here, and it's got nothing to do with, you know, I've seen little guys do it to like, you know, bodybuilders, you know? So I'm thinking like, okay, so do I just shake my head at this guy and just let him cut in front because I don't wanna cause a scene and I'm too tired for this shit? Or do I fucking beat him to death with my frozen pizza because now he's pissed me off? So I just, you know, I end up like turning towards him and I start coughing really loud at the back of his head, right? The guy, like, he turns around eventually and he just fucks off, right? Anyway, I'm Pete Nero. Thank you very much. Anyway.
Amazing solution.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just straight off the bat, more mic technique bullshit.
Yeah.
Just when you're taking the mic out,
yeah.
Right? You were great. Just put the stand behind you.